You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Hi, and welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Vicky.
大家好，我是陈黎。
In today's program, we're finding out about a new British comedy film called Hot Fuzz.
这是一部什么电影呢？
Well, there's a clue in the title. The fuzz is a rather rude slang way of describing the police, and this is a comedy about the police.Here's Simon Pegg, the star and writer of the film, to tell us about the plot or story.
Nicholas Angel is a police officer from London. They've sent him away to the most crime-free village in the country, this place in the West Country called Sandford. Nicholas, has his street smarts about him when he goes down to Sandford and pretty soon starts to suspect that the place may not be all that it seems.
原来电影中的主人公是一个警官。
A police officer. He's from London.But he's been sent to the southwest of England, known as the West Country.
派他去的一个地方可以说是几乎没有什么犯罪率。
It's crime-free.
但是因为他在伦敦工作过，所以呢具有很敏锐的职业洞察力。
Simon said he's got his street smarts about him.
这是个俚语表达，意思就是说他知道他该做些什么。
And he realizes that the village is not what it seems.
他和外部看起来的不一样。
Nicholas Angel is a police officer from London. They've sent him away to the most crime-free village in the country, this place in the West Country called Sandford. Nicholas, has his street smarts about him when he goes down to Sandford and pretty soon starts to suspect that the place may not be all that it seems.
这里是 BBC Learning English.
In the program today, we're talking to the makers of a comedy film about the police called Hot Fuzz.Now, one of the reasons this film is funny is because it's an action film, but it's set in a very strange setting, the countryside.
乡村，这里可不是我们想象中一个动作片故事展开的地方。
Here's Edgar Wright, the producer of the film, to explain why it's set there.
Because we were from the area and we wanted to make a cop film, the idea of like setting like a really overblown...cop action film in like the chocolate box picture perfect kind of countryside was what really appealed to us.
原来他们都来自这个地区，感到将动作片的场景设在这里会十分有趣。
He calls it an overblown cop action film. Cop is another slang word for a policeman.
Overblown, 意思是过头的。那么它用来形容美丽乡村风景的词是什么呢？
Chocolate box.And picture perfect. It's the kind of place that you might see a picture of on a chocolate box because it looks so quiet and peaceful and nice.
所以对一个动作片来说，这里是一个很意外的场景。
Yes, and the film is also unusual because there aren't many films made about the British police. People have shied away from doing that.
Shied away from, 意思是避免去做某事。如今有很多关于美国警察的动作片，可是和英国警察相关的可不多，为什么呢？
Well, mainly because they're not considered cool. Here's Simon again to explain.
The whole thing is that the British Police Service have been hard to kind of glamorize in a way. It's quite a traditional force. The uniform doesn't lend itself to sort of romanticism. And people have shied away from actually making them into sort of movie figures.
英国警察看起来很传统。
Traditional, and their uniforms are boring. Simon said it doesn't lend itself to romanticism.
Uniform, 制服 to lend itself, 适合于某事物 romanticism, 浪漫主义
But Edgar and Simon decided they would stop uniformed police officers from being uncool and make them cool.
Cool, 时髦的 uncool 就是它的反义词不时髦的
When we first kind of pitched the idea to Working Title, their first question was, are they going to be uniform cops? And we said, yes. I said, but that's so uncool. And I said, and that's exactly why it will be cool.
Edgar talked about when they first pitched the idea.
To pitch an idea, 意思是兜售一个点子。这里是说告诉他人你所要拍的电影的一些想法，说服他人投资进行拍摄。
But what did Mark Kermode, BBC film reviewer, think of the film?
I have the five laugh rule. And, you know, the rule is if you get past five laughs, it's okay, it's a proper comedy. I have to say, I got past five laughs in about 10 minutes. I really did laugh a lot.
原来 Mark 有一个笑话标准，那就是在一个喜剧电影中必须有五处让人发笑的地方，那才叫幽默。
It's his five laugh rule.
在这部电影中，仅开头十分钟就让他笑了五次。
Well, it sounds like a very funny film then. Now, we've run out of time.
是的，今天的节目就到此为止了。但是我们可以下次节目见，再会。
Bye.
BBC Learning English.